Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Global Here and Now, a podcast where the Poole College of Management Global Programs team showcases a variety of unique ways to engage globally. I'm your host, Ellen Frost, and today we are going to talk with the Global Program staff to hear who they are, what they do, and how they will help students in the Poole College of Management. Now, let's go global. To start, I probably should introduce myself and the podcast. My name is Ellen Frost, and I am the Associate Director of Global Programs in Poole. I've worked in the office for 6 years and primarily work with Poole students looking to study abroad on a semester or a summer program. More on that later, though, when we meet the other staff members of our team. The purpose of this podcast is to give you, the students, an easy and accessible way to learn about all the ways Poole students can engage globally. Yes, that will definitely include talking about study abroad programs, but we also want to highlight ways to do it on campus, through cultural groups, student organizations, events, and more. There are also many virtual ways to engage globally right from the comfort of your couch, including international Netflix shows and virtual international internships. Although you can read about these opportunities on our website and through emails that you'll receive, the goal of the podcast is to bring in the personal perspective of those who have actually done these opportunities. Each podcast will focus on a specific opportunity, and we will interview student participants as well as the faculty and staff that organize the experience. We hope this is one more resource for you as you learn how to globally engage and explore the best opportunity for you. As I mentioned, this episode is going to be an introduction to the Global Program staff in the Poole College of Management, otherwise known as Poole Global. The office was started almost 9 years ago with the goal of providing additional support for undergraduate Poole students looking to study abroad. It started with one staff member, Rob Sandrick, who we will hear from in a moment. Fast forward to today, and there are 3 full-time staff members and 2 graduate assistants. In addition, Poole Global is now a college-wide office, which means that we support both graduate and undergraduate students, as well as faculty who are looking to teach or research abroad. The staff primarily work in 2 main ways. The first is helping Poole students study abroad, and the second is helping international students come to the Poole College of Management to study. In future episodes, we will talk in depth about these programs, but if you're curious now, visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/poolglobal to learn more. We are now going to connect with Rob Sandrick, Director of Global Programs. I'm here with Rob Sandrick, Director of Global Programs in Poole. As I mentioned, Rob started the office and has overseen its growth for almost a decade. So Rob, we know that you're the director, but can you tell us what your day-to-day responsibilities look like?
Sure. Day-to-day, my responsibilities fall in a couple areas. One is the management of the IBDD program, the International Business Dual Degree Program. That was started about 9 years ago, and I've managed that since its inception. I also oversee and advise the Alexander Hamilton Scholars in partnership with Dr. Seth Murray in the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. And then take care of budgeting, HR, strategic initiatives, keeping a kind of an eye over the overall operation of the office to make sure that we are moving forward and the team's working well together so that we can achieve our goals.
Awesome. That's great. So can you share with us a little bit about yourself and how you actually ended up in this role?
I started a career in higher education. I was an undergrad thinking I wanted to go into Wall Street and studied finance, and I very much enjoyed finance. Ended up graduating with a BS in economics. So my undergraduate academic preparation is aligned perfectly with Poole. So I've taken the courses that Poole students take. I thought I was going into finance, and then I went to graduate school looking to do an MBA and ended up in the College of Education. So started a career in higher education, working in student service roles for a number of years. Moved into kind of an academic administration position in New York City at Baruch College, one of the city university schools. And then when my wife and I moved to North Carolina, I worked at that dark blue school called Duke and the Schuster School of Business, where I combined both my student service and academic administration program and overseeing one of their executive MBA programs, which was very globally focused. So that was my entree or entry into international education. It was honestly not a planned career. Mm-hmm. I fell into that career, have been in it now for 15 years and really enjoyed that, the experience of me personally getting a chance to go abroad many times, as well as the best part is helping students.
Kind of along that same line, what excites you most about working in the Global Programs Office?
Helping students gain these experiences and seeing the growth and development that happens. It's the reason I got in higher education to begin with, is to help students grow and to see that in international education. So when a student goes abroad or thinks they want to go abroad or even is exploring the opportunity to go abroad, and then you fast forward 6 months or a year, in some cases 2.5 years with the dual degree students, 5 years even, and seeing the difference in their mentality, their global mindset, their personal development, it's really rewarding.
That's great. So we've kind of talked about the positives or the things that excite us, but what about the challenges? What are some of the challenges that the office is facing and even students who are looking to get globally engaged, what challenges might they face?
Near term, it's clear COVID-19 would be number one on our list, and it's presented enormous challenges for students and for our office. Impacted the core of what we're doing, and we've had to become creative when figuring out how to deliver on our mission when travel restrictions exist. Mm-hmm. And it proves that you know, not every student can travel abroad. They don't have the means or the interest. That doesn't mean they shouldn't gain international experience. So it's really forcing us to rethink what we're doing. And my hope is that through COVID-19 and the challenges we're facing, that we have programs that will stay evergreen throughout our future and will help those students gain some global experiences without having to sit in a plane and fly for 6 or 8 hours or move themselves physically to a new location.
Mm-hmm. You touched on this about students getting experience, even if they don't get on a plane to study abroad, but getting kind of a cultural or global experience. Why do you think it's valuable or important, particularly for Poole College of Management students, to have that experience?
So I would say when a student walks across the stage at graduation, he or she is not going on the private corporate jet and flying to China. Not on day one, for sure. and they may never go on the corporate jet and fly to China or anywhere. But they are going to work on teams that are globally dispersed. So in doing that, they're going to need to know how to engage with those folks, how to make the most out of their team that they're assigned to. Mm-hmm. And as a manager, hopefully in the years ahead, how to really use those globally dispersed teams to create value for their company. It doesn't matter if they go abroad or whether a student finds some global engagement within the college, that global mindset is critical for their success in their career. That's how they're going to function. That's how they're going to succeed. So it's our job as educators in business education and management education to provide those chances and educational opportunities.
Yeah, excellent. And I think something you previously talked about is how COVID is, you know, forcing us to think creatively. And I think this is one area that's really exciting to me, that we usually think about globally engaged as study abroad. But now with these travel restrictions, we're rethinking that and hopefully expanding, you know, the opportunities that students have by not getting on a plane, but by staying local and engaging in a lot of different ways through virtual interactions or even, you know, through colleagues in their own classes. So I think we're definitely heading in that direction, which is great. Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us today, Rob. It was great to hear a little bit about yourself as well as the direction of the office. It's hard to interview yourself, but I did want to share a little more about my role in the office and my interest in international education. As I mentioned, I oversee the semester and summer study abroad programs organized by the Poole College of Management. This includes supporting students from start to finish, from the application process through their return home. I also plan the summer programs, from hotel reservations to building the itinerary and also developing new programs as the needs of Poole students change. The graduate assistants, who you'll hear from later, report to me and support all of these efforts. I was born and raised in Michigan, a diehard Michigan State University fan, and lover of all the seasons you get when living in Michigan. Leaves in the fall, snow in the winter, tulips in the spring, and a perfect 85 degree day in the summer. My undergraduate degree is actually in nursing. Then I moved to Raleigh to earn my master's in higher education administration at NC State University. What I thought was going to be 2 years in North Carolina before moving back to Michigan has now turned into 6 years. Meeting my husband and getting the job in Pool Global certainly had something to do with this. My interest in working at a university came from my amazing experience at Hope College. However, my international travel and study abroad experience really drove me to pursue a career in international education. My first time out of the country was in high school on a humanitarian trip, and from there, my love for cultures grew. This was unexpected as my parents had never traveled internationally, but I just couldn't stop. I've studied abroad on short-term programs to Italy, Honduras, and Austria, as well as traveled to more than 25 different countries. I just love seeing the many, many, many different ways to live a happy, successful, and productive life. I love my job because I get to daily help students make their dream of studying abroad a reality. Yes, there are certainly barriers and challenges, but with the resources available and some proactive planning, study abroad can happen for so many students. There's no better day in my job than talking with a student who has returned from studying abroad and hearing their stories, new experiences, and even their challenges while abroad. Even in short conversations, it is so clear to me how much students grow when they study abroad. And that is definitely the best part of my job. I'm back as host and with Ms. Farah Amiri, Program Coordinator in the office. Ms. Amiri joined the office about 1 year ago and works primarily with incoming international students, which we'll discuss. Welcome, Farah. Can you tell us about your responsibilities in the office and what programs that you oversee?
Definitely. So my role is new, which means that a lot of my duties were traditionally handled by other members of the team, including our grad assistants. I feel like my responsibilities are kind of a mixed bag, but I do primarily work with inbound international students. These students are international students coming to study at NC State as exchange students or degree-seeking students. I also host some international students during the summer. A big part of my role also includes working closely with our director, Rob Sandrick, on the International Business Dual Degree Program. I help with recruiting, marketing, and organizing activities and events for students in the program. I also work with one of the college's graduate programs, the Global Luxury and Management GLAM program. It's another dual degree program with a built-in study abroad experience. Students spend one semester at Schema Business School in Paris, so I help them with the French visa process. And I also do some academic advising. I'm the academic advisor for our exchange students who are here for a semester a year. And I'm also the academic advisor for our students doing the Schema NC State dual degree. And lastly, I manage our social media in terms of our Instagram account. So make sure to follow us at Pool Global to see our fun pictures and stay up to date with our events and important deadlines.
So now can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you end up at NC State and what is your background?
Just to start at the beginning, I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. I'm Salvadoran and Persian, which is super important to my identity. I love celebrating my cultures and sharing it with other people. So I think this has kind of led me to moving around a bit. So far I've lived in Miami, Chapel Hill, Madrid, Chicago, and now Raleigh. To give you a little background on my path to international ed, I did my undergrad at UNC Chapel Hill, where I studied journalism and history. And then after graduation, I worked in Miami for a bit, and then I decided to do grad school abroad in Spain. After graduating, I spent one more year in Madrid, and then I moved back to the States to work for IES Abroad, a nonprofit study abroad provider. So that was really my first experience working in international ed and study abroad. I really liked it, but I wanted to get the experience of working in a university, especially a fast-paced one like NC State. So here I am now, and it's great to have these two experiences.
So you mentioned living abroad, specifically in Madrid. Can you tell us about your own international experiences with your time working abroad? What was that like for you? Kind of what did you learn or how did you grow?
Yeah, so I loved my experiences abroad. The first time I went abroad, and I didn't mention this earlier, was an undergrad. I did a short program in southern Spain and Morocco through a local Miami college. And going into the program, I knew no one, but I ended up really bonding with every single person in the program. So I always encourage students to go ahead and do a program, even if they don't know anyone, because you do end up really bonding with everyone else. I loved it so much that I vowed to go back, and it obviously took me a couple years, but I did go back for graduate school, and I lived in Spain for 2 years, and this is where I felt like I really had an authentic experience. Not only did I study abroad, but I also worked in Spain in two local schools, so I really got to know the work culture in Spain, and I got to work with colleagues, with Spanish colleagues. It was a great experience. And then, you know, in terms of like the actual living process, I loved my neighborhood in Spain. It's still one of my favorites. And, you know, I got to speak the language. Even though I speak Spanish, I got to actually use it every day, which really helped. And just got to travel a lot and actually get to know Madrid.
Awesome. And I love how, you know, you had the experience in undergrad, but then we're able to have another experience post-grad. I think that's something a lot of the students listening might have an interest in. So it's great to hear about those opportunities. So last question, what advice do you have for students in the Poole College of Management as it relates to being globally engaged?
I would say, don't limit yourself. There's so many opportunities to get involved globally, whether you're on campus or not. During the time that you're on campus, I would say definitely look for opportunities that you can get involved internationally, whether, you know, it's mentoring international students, interacting with international students, or getting involved with a virtual internship or something like that. But you know, I'm a big proponent of also having that abroad experience. So in terms of that, I would say you can go anywhere and on your timeline. So if you want to go to, let's say, Japan, you can find a program in Japan. If you want to study abroad more than once, you can do that. If you want to study abroad post undergrad, like I did, you can do that. And, you know, if you're looking to work abroad, I would say that's definitely something that you can do. Don't limit yourself. And lastly, I would just say, talk to our office and we'll help you get where you want to go.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today, Farah. It was great to hear what you do in the office, but also your background as well.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you.
I'm with the two graduate assistants in the office, Ms. Kelsey Oberbreckling and Ms. Mariah Henderson, both of whom are current students in the Masters of Higher Education Administration program at NC State. Ms. Henderson and Ms. Oberbreckling work directly with me, helping to advise students about study abroad programs, as well as organizing the summer programs offered through the Poole College of Management. If you make an appointment with our office or come to drop-in hours, more than likely you'll be meeting with one of them. First, we're going to hear from Ms. Henderson. To get started, can you share a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at NC State?
Sure. So I am originally from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I went to UNC for undergrad and didn't really know what I was going to do with myself after college. I found my way into teaching. I taught high school Spanish for about 10 years. And after that time, was just ready for a change. So I had decided to move into higher education and work in a college setting. And study abroad is really a passion of mine. So that's kind of what brought me here to the higher ed administration program. So I can get my master's and be working in higher ed, but to Poole specifically because of study abroad.
Did you have an opportunity to study abroad? And if so, what was that experience like for you?
I did. I studied abroad my sophomore year in college in Sevilla, Spain, and it was a wonderful experience. It really opened my eyes in a lot of ways. It was one of the first times I'd been out of the country. Definitely the first time I had traveled extensively on my own for a whole semester. And so that was really just a great experience for me, really opened up my eyes to cultures abroad and what a big world we live in. And then I was also really lucky to go abroad again after I graduated from college. I found a position teaching English in Spain. So I went back to a different part of Spain and lived there for a year, which again, very similar. I had an amazing time, learned a lot. It actually is what got me into teaching. So that was kind of my first foray into teaching. But I was able to do a lot of traveling while I was there, made some excellent friends that I still keep in touch with 10 years later. And yeah, just learned a lot about myself and being on my own and different cultures, like how to interact with them, the importance of kind of knowing how I fit in other cultures and how cool it is to see those cultures.
Yeah. And I think it's good that you shared kind of both of your experience as study abroad and then also post-graduation. Cause I think a lot of students maybe who, you know, didn't have the opportunity to study abroad might think they can, you know, never go abroad, but to hear different opportunities, whether it's teaching abroad or Peace Corps or different fellowships, that there are opportunities to go abroad post-graduation. So what excites you about working in the Global Programs Office? Why do you love coming to work each day?
Going abroad, traveling abroad, studying abroad, all those experiences were really instrumental for me in me kind of opening up my horizons, understanding how big the world is and how much different cultures can contribute, how it kind of opened my eyes to understanding that the way that I've always done things is not the only way that things have to be done. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a really important understanding for me, just kind of opening my eyes to the world, not just my little sliver of it. Mm-hmm. And so because that was such an important part of my development, when I'm excited to be in the Global Programs Office because I'm helping other students have that same experience. And so for me, that's what really excites me about the world of study abroad and being able to work in it, because I can help students experience those things, get those really cool travel experiences or cultural experiences, and hopefully open their eyes as well, just the way mine were.
Yeah. So you've touched on this a little bit and how study abroad impacted you, but why do you think it's valuable for students, particularly students in the Poole College of Management, to engage globally, whether that is studying abroad or just learning about different cultures? Why do you think it's important for them?
Absolutely. So I think I did touch on this. I think a big part of it is just understanding that there is a vast world out there and things are really different across the world. And we can learn a lot from that. I think for the students in Poole specifically, it really opens up their opportunities to working globally and with global companies. So having that understanding, I think, could be really helpful in a big company that spans across the globe, knowing how to interact with people from other cultures, having that understanding of traveling there if they have the opportunity to do that working, and just kind of the understanding of like how to navigate those experiences, whether they're like interpersonal experiences or travel experiences on the job.
Awesome. Well, that's all we have questions wise for you. Thanks for joining us today, sharing a little bit about yourself, how you were impacted about study abroad, and how that's impacting your work. Appreciate it.
I'm Kelsey, Miss Oberbreckling. I am originally from Tampa, Florida, born and raised. And then I really love my hometown, but I went away to Florida State University up in Tallahassee for my undergraduate degree. So got my bachelor's in marketing and my certificate in leadership studies. I had a great experience at Florida State, and some of my favorite parts of that were when I gave campus tours and, of course, when I studied abroad. And then following following graduation of Florida State, I had the great opportunity to go back to FSU London, where I studied abroad, to work as a program assistant there, which was an incredible opportunity, kind of full circle, right? Studied abroad there, then went to work there. And when I got back to the States, I worked back in Tampa in nonprofit sector, but just being away from education really made me want to come back to education, right? I said I had a great experience at Florida State and then another one working at FSU London. And so I had to get back to school. So I was looking for master's in higher education programs, and my requirements for grad school were little to no snow and a high impact program. And I found that at NC State. I'm really happy to be here. Raleigh is already starting to feel like home.
You mentioned that you studied abroad in your undergrad. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience? What drew you to that program and just how it went?
Sure. Yeah. So the program I was on was, it was a Florida State run program at our London campus. It was a 4-week summer program, the broad curriculum, and I took a theater class. And I am a huge theater gal, and London is the place to study theater, mm-hmm. like no questions asked. So I had a good time. I really enjoyed seeing all of the shows on the West End, and of course, like kind of the fringe theater scene as well. But I did say my experience was good, but not great. By the end of my 4 weeks, I felt like a tourist who had overstayed her welcome. I just was pedal to the metal trying to fit in the whole city of London mm-hmm. in a month. And it just cannot be done. Not in a city like London. No way. So I was in my favorite part of the studying abroad experience was the independent travel that I arranged on my own.
So which I is was most kind of, students' favorite part. Right,
I spent all this money to go abroad and study and feel it. And like my favorite part was the stuff I did on my own. Mm. But I'm so grateful for that experience, right? It inspired a love for travel in me and really kind of pushed me to go back, right? If I felt like I got everything I needed, I wouldn't have gone back to work at FSU London. And it's, to this day, one of the most impactful learning and growing experiences I had. And it was in another country. And so that was really special.
That's great. So kind of thinking about your own study abroad experience and then living and working abroad, what excites you most about working in the Global Programs office? Like, why did you want to work in this office?
Yeah, so a big part of my job as a graduate assistant is planning, coordinating, organizing the summer programs that our Poole College of Management students go on, right? And summer study abroad is a special thing, right? I did it, I worked it, and it is a quick, but it's high impact. So what excites me is that I can help create the most impactful experiences, especially thinking that some of these students might have not left the country before, just like me, when my first time abroad was when I studied abroad. So I'm excited to give students like a look into the real country rather than just kind of seeing like the main events, the main landmarks, but also engaging with locals mm-hmm. and building in that time for fun. I'm excited to kind of create those experiences that help students feel connected to that place they're studying abroad.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us today. It was great to hear your own personal experiences about study abroad and how that impacts your work in the Global Programs Office. You've now heard from the staff that make up the Poole Global team and hopefully have a better sense of who we are and what we do. The bottom line is that we love our jobs and we love helping students globally engage. Thanks for listening to this episode of Global Here and Now, presented by the Poole College of Management. For more information and to listen to other episodes, please visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/poole-global. Stay safe, stay well, and stay globally engaged.